The Oracle, Oracle, Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning and welcome to this midweek's episode of your World Class on Radio. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. Nigeria equities markets yesterday were rebounded, grew 1.7% after seven straight sessions of losses. It's indeed a great sigh of relief. Joining me on the phone line this morning to comment on the state of the market is Malam Gabar Kofi, is the MD and CEO APT Securities and Funds Limited. Good morning, sir. Welcome to this program.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
The month of February was a very turbulent one for the markets. The market recorded a 9.11% loss in the said month. During the year-to-date, market returns to 2% loss as at the end of February. Let us review the month of February. What are the events that led to this drastic poor performance?
Well, actually, I can say that there is few major things that lead to the poor performance of the February. First, if you remember that the market has risen tremendously in the month of January, before it closed with around 79%. So when there is rising steadily, you may follow it with the up and down. So we expected that the February will experience some turbulence, but nobody expected that it will be that bad. That is one. Two, the policy announced by the central bank during the MPC meeting, where he said that the CRR, that is the cash reserve requirement, has been moved from 22.5% to 27.5%. This is completely differ from his policy. If you remember, most of his policy, they get maximum of 1,500 basis points, increase or decrease. That is all throughout the last 5 years as a CBN governor. Now, suddenly come with this departure. Movement by 5,000 basis points is unexpected. And this sent a signal to the foreign investors that, look, are we sure that these governor may not likely going to devalue the Naira? So the fear of the devaluation forced a lot of the foreign investors to get out, because whatever the gain made by the foreign investors, if there is devaluation, it will be around zero, because he is not looking at the Naira, he is looking at the currency. So assuming you gain 50% and the currency is devalued by 100%, at the end of the day, you will be at a loss of 50% again. So this fear forced a lot of the foreign investors to offload their shares to do. And coupled with the policy, there was this mongering within the investors that foreign exchange policy, they will block this. So all this uncertainty create more fear, and that forced a lot of the institutional investors and the foreign investors to offload their shares in fear of devaluation. If you remember, in the month of January, CBN have to come and negate that issue of foreign exchange, and also have to come and confirm that there will be no devaluation of Naira. Not only that one, they also have to come with the policy of hedging. You know, before you can hedge your dollar in the 1 year. So in January, you can decide to buy the dollar as of December, so therefore you can hedge whatever the devaluation of it may come. But CBN now have to extend it to 5 years, meaning that it's not likely going to devalue in the next 5 years. But those fear is not completely eroded. So that confounded our position. The bank started looking for the deposit at a higher rate than before. And therefore, some of the investors started moving their money gradually to the bank because they see those of rising. Because initially at the beginning of the year, the bank are not willing to give you more than 3-4% for any deposit compared to the inflation of 12%. So this is one of the reasons that caused the market to perform poorly. The other reason is the change of the policy. The exchange have changed their policy that companies should declare their result within 60 months, 60 days, that is 2 months, or alternatively, give us your 12 months result, that is quarter four result. And this is not known to the operator. So by the time the company started declaring that first quarter result without corporate action, brokers, most of them, they act contrary. So when they see your result, they assume it's end of the horizon. When there is no corporate action, and most of the company were punished, despite the fact that their result was not bad. So the misunderstanding of that concept without tutelaging the broker also contributed to the downfall of the market in February. Not only that one, the falling of the price of the crude oil. If you remember, as of December, crude oil is trading around $61-$62 per barrel. And the National Assembly also approved the budget with the expectation from $55 to $57. As of today, I'm talking to crude oil is trading at $50 per barrel. Already, there is a loss of 7 compared to the budget. So this also gives a signal to the foreign investors that, look, if the price of crude oil keep on going down because of what is happening in China due to coronavirus, where there most of their industry were performing below expectation, and that lead to the less demand of the crude oil, and which affect the pricing, may likely going to affect our foreign reserve, because we earn most of our foreign reserves through the sale of the proceeds of the crude oil, except the remittance made by the Nigerian diaspora. These are the two major sources of our revenue. So if you are not sure of this, how can you be sure of the remittance? So that also sends a signal to the foreign investors to divest. And they are selling, put more pressure to our market, and that what most of the gain we made in the month of January was completely eroded by the end of the month of February. In addition to that, the coronavirus also affected not only the global market, it affected the Nigerian market. If you remember, the China in a day, it lost over 7%, which never experienced in a day loss by the Chinese market. If you look at recently, the Jodo of the U.S. also fall severely that they have not experienced in a single day for the last many years. So all this has to do with this fear. But the truth of the matter is that the fear always creates this nervousness and affects the market. But it will not last. Because today, apart from the only single individual that was identified with this disease in Nigeria, nobody was identified anymore. And this we are talking over a week. And that shows you that the spread is no longer there and the fear is less. And by the way, even this disease, when you look at it, you see that the loss, the death effect is less than 20%. It's unlike Ebola, whereby you see 70 to 80% die. This disease is less than 10% that die. Yet, the fear is sent into the mind of the investors as if all come to an end. But this fear is gradually recovering. If you look at the U.S. markets has started recovering, and you can see we have made a very good return today, and this is the beginning.
Prices are becoming lower, with some eating and even going below their 52-week low record. How much lower do you think these prices can go? And what should investors and traders be doing right now?
What we experience as a today for most of the stock is the lowest price that we'll ever recorded for the whole year. The truth of the matter, most of our company perform beyond expectation. If you look at it, the dividend yield alone is running between 10 to 14%. Where in us, you get a dividend yield that give you that return. Even despite the inflation of 12% as of February, you will see the dividend yield surpass the inflation. And therefore, even if for the sake of the dividend yield, it's enough to invest in the Nigerian capital market. And today, if you look at the interest rate that is going to the bank, still is less than 6 to 7%. What it means that if you invest in the money market, you are likely going to earn a negative return. So I believe that the investors will start realizing that the only alternative way to invest is the capital market, because if you invest in the capital market, even if there is devaluation, either your stock price will go up and you will be better off. Secondly, if you just rely on the dividend yield is more than the return you will get in the money market. And this gives us the confidence that there are a lot of investors who realize this and likely going to invest in the capital market. And we have started witnessing the gain today. We are expecting to witness more gain, and we are hopeful that by the end of this quarter, that is the first quarter of the 2020, it will close in the positive note.
For those who had probably bought at a very high price, do you have any specific strategy for them to bail out?
Yes. most of those who had their stock at the highest price, now that it is an opportunity to take it lower. I remember First Bank went as high as 7 Naira plus. As at today, First Bank opened at 4 Naira 60, though it closed 5 Naira 15 kobo. What I'm saying, if you buy it at 7 Naira, now you buy it at 15 Naira, 5 Naira, 5 plus 7, it will give you what, 13 Naira. When you divide it, it will give you 6 Naira 50 kobo. So you are better off. So I will say that most of the stock that have very good fundamentals, you can buy them, you have no regret. I remember Cadbury was trading as high as around 11 to 12 Naira. Today it's trading at 8 Naira. If you buy it, you average it, you will see that the average will be around 9 to 10 Naira. You are better off. The same thing applied to assets, the same thing applied to Zenith, the same thing applied to GT. GT came as low as 22 from 32. A loss of almost about 30%. So if you have it 30 and now you have it 22, by the time you add the two together, it will give you a price of 52. If you divide it by two, it will give you 26 and you will be better off. So my advice to the investor, the stock that has very good fundamentals, please buy them now to average up.
We have seen a handful of audited reports for the year ended 31st December 2020. I'll try and call few within the limited time available to us, and I wanted to comment on them. The first will be Zenith Bank with 250 kobo dividend, UCAP, Afrifood, Dangote Cement, UBA, GTB, Nestle, Forte Oil, Turn Adover, and finally Transcap. What's your opinion on all the stocks, sir?
Yes, I think all the stocks, Zenith maintained their dividend of the previous year despite their improvement in their profit before tax and profit after tax. But 2 Naira 80 kobo for a stock that is trading less than 20 Naira, that gives you a dividend yield of 14%. So it's good to go. The same thing with GTP, they maintain their 2 Naira 75 kobo despite the improvement in their gross earning and the profit before tax and profit after tax. Is good to go because it will give you a positive dividend, a yield. The African Prudential and UCAP, I held them because they have not only improved in their earnings, but they improved in their dividend. If you look at the African Prudential from 50 kobo to 70 kobo, that means an increase of 40%. And that is something that we held. This stock is trading less than 5 Naira, which is a 70 kobo dividend. By the time you look at it, you are taking a 14% dividend yield. It's good to go. The same thing with UCAP. UCAP is trading at 3 Naira and they declare a dividend of 50 kobo. If you take 50 kobo over 3 Naira, it will give you a dividend between 13 to 14%. And there is improvement in their earning and improvement in their dividend. Previous year they paid 30 kobo. This year they paid 50 kobo. That means an increase of over 50%. For me, it's good to go. My only reservation comes to Transcorp because Transcorp is paying 1 kobo. 1 kobo. If you compare it, yes, you will say that they did not pay dividend, now they pay 1 kobo. But I believe that Transcorp, they can pay more than that. So for me, I have my reservation on Transcorp because if you compare it to the price it's trading and the dividend it pays, it's not worth it. But for a long-term investor, it's good to go for it because they are into power. And the new revised policy of the electricity confirmed that Genco will get 100% of their payment. So whatever they generate, they are going to get it. And that will improve the cash flow and the performance of Transcorp in the very near future because they are into Genco.
Thank you very much, sir, for always obliging us anytime we call on you. I wish you a very bullish day.
You are welcome. Thank you.
It's how much you can take this morning, but I will surely come your way next time on this station. But until then, bye for now and enjoy the rest of your week.